January 25 is Robbie Burns Day, the day when people of Scottish descent and other merrymakers have parties and eat haggis. Burns is best known for his ode to friendship called Auld Lang Syne. Should auld acquaintance be forgot and never brought to min? No, I have not forgotten how to spell. Burns was into using the dialect of the day. He did not believe that the nobles should be admired. Instead, he admired the common worker. This is one of the things that has made him a poet whose work has endured. He also had many wise sayings like, the best laid schemes o' mice and men gang after glay, and liest not but grief and pain, for promised joy. And, oh, wad some power the giftie gie us to see ourselves as others see us? It wad frae mony a blunder free us, and foolish notions. Yes, for all his philandering, Burns did leave us with songs and poetry worth remembering. I have had no luck buying haggis, but I did find a recipe for simplified haggis. No need for a sheep's stomach in this recipe. After checking around, I found that Safeway has ground lamb and chicken livers, so hopefully there will be simplified haggis at our house on January 25. Seniors Club News. The Seniors Club membership drive for 2023 is beginning. Anyone can be a member, but only those over 50 are allowed to vote. Memberships cost $15. Although Deb does her best with getting grants, the meaning of the club is having people join in. If you haven't already visited our club, please feel free to drop in on a Tuesday or Thursday to see what is going on. You will find us friendly. Enjoying those Christmas lights. I would like to thank all those people who decorated their houses and trees with lights this season. I find it so uplifting to see those colored lights. Our block is quite good with half the houses having lights. Perhaps next year some of the new arrivals will have some lights up. This is a dark time of year, so what better time to light up? While we have some Christmas lights on our house, our main effort each year is to add another piece to our nativity scene. This year, Lorne made an ox. Quote of the week. I'm truly sorry man's dominion has broken nature's social union. Robert Burns. Ruby Macbeth lives and writes in Fort St. John.